updates on the housing market and how shoppers are feeling about grocery prices.
The Federal Reserve has lowered the cost of borrowing for the first time this year as it wrestles with signs of weakness in the job market. But investors are thrilled. U.S. markets ended the week at record highs. Now Wall Street will be listening closely for more clues about how the economy is doing. On Wednesday, the government will release an update on how many new homes were sold in August, with economists expecting a slight slowdown from a month earlier. And on Thursday, Costco will report its quarterly financial results, which could shed some light on how shoppers are dealing with tariffs and rising grocery prices. Maria Aspen, NPR News, New York.
This is NPR News in Washington.
From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. The chairman of the board of Invista Credit Union has stepped down following his arrest. WIBW reports that Daniel Ramsey was booked into the Shawnee County Jail on Thursday on one count of sexual battery. He was released on bond shortly afterwards. Invista has issued a statement saying Ramsey resigned his position as chair of the board, which is a volunteer position. He's scheduled to appear in Shawnee County District Court on October 29th. Invista Credit Union is based in Topeka. A big turnout for the first ever symposium for women serving as first responders in Kansas. KAKE reports about 170 Kansas women met Friday in Salina for the Kansas Women in Public Safety Symposium, more than triple organizers' expectations. The gathering joined women in fire, law enforcement, and EMS for training, education, and leadership, and involved the Kansas Highway Patrol, the Kansas Fire Marshal, and the Kansas Fire and Rescue Training Institute. Governor Laura Kelly spoke at the meeting, thanking attendees for their service, saying all Kansans owe you a debt of gratitude. In sports, KU trounced West Virginia yesterday 41-10. The Kansas City Chiefs are looking for their first win of the season tonight in New York. They play the New York Giants at 7:20. The Kansas City Royals won 2-1.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Pew Charitable Trusts, telling stories behind data and trends that shape our world today through its podcast, After the Fact. Learn more at pewtrusts.org/afterthefact.
Mostly cloudy skies today. We've got a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms. It's raining right now in Manhattan. We're looking for highs today in the mid-70s. A 40% chance of rain tonight, then partly sunny and a little warmer tomorrow with highs in the lower 80s. Under cloudy skies at 68 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
To NPR News.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from KJHK, hosting their fall membership drive September 17th through September 21st. Information on how to support KJHK is available at kjhk.org.
Speaking of membership drives, KPR listeners always looking for ways to stretch their dollars. We've got a great way to make your KPR contribution go a little farther, a lot farther, during our upcoming fund drive. Our membership drive begins Friday morning. Your pledge will be matched dollar for dollar during our Power Breakfast, so you can double the value of your KPR pledge. That's KPR's Power Breakfast, Friday morning from 7 to 8:30 on KPR. Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, an old songbook inspiring new singers. We'll hear about the new interest in shape note singing coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday on KPR. Mostly cloudy skies with a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms. We're having some light rain in the Manhattan area right now. We've had some drizzle in Emporia. Our high today expected in the mid-70s. A 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight. Lows in the lower 60s. For tomorrow, partly sunny. Highs in the lower 80s. It's 66 degrees in Atchison, 70 degrees in Chanute, 67 in Emporia. In Manhattan, it's 66 and raining. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Americans United for Separation of Church and
PR News.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 4 to 5 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up, it's the Sunday Puzzle with Puzzle Master Will Shorts. Just ahead here on KPR. Hope you'll join me later today for KPR Presents. This week on KPR Presents, it's a look at the ground beneath our feet, from Kansas geology to the fungus in our dirt.
Kansas geology is actually quite famous in many respects. We have world-class fossils. Many of our fossils are found in museums around the world, as a matter of fact. We have oil and gas. We have mineral resources. We have interesting topography, such as the Flint Hills and the Smoky Hills. So we just wanted to tell the story that Kansas has geology. It's not just a flyover state.
That's on KPR Presents, 1 o'clock this afternoon on KPR 2, 6 o'clock this evening on KPR 1.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony, kicking off their new season with Don Juan, Saturday, September 27th, featuring the piece by Richard Strauss and including a 2025 Van Cliburn winner. More at topekasymphony.org.
You're listening to Weekend Edition Sunday on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for NPR comes from the station. Support for NPR comes from this station and from Visit St. Pete Clearwater, Florida, where visitors can unwind on white sand beaches and dine at restaurants. More at visitspc.com. From BetterHelp, committed to helping clients with issues ranging from relationship challenges and goal setting to grief and depression. Learn more at betterhelp.com/public. And from the Skoll Foundation, dedicated to powering social innovators to transform the world. Learn more at skoll.org.
From the University of Kansas, it's your place for NPR News, Weekend Edition Sunday, and coming up, This Old House Radio Hour. We're Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Winter School, a recently renovated one-room schoolhouse in Lecompton, exploring the foundations of education through art and philosophy, with opening exhibition called History, Notice Me. Details at winterschool70.com.
Mostly cloudy skies today with a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs today in the mid-70s. Partly sunny for tomorrow with highs in the lower 80s. It's 69 degrees in Atchison, 69 in Emporia, 67 and drizzling in Manhattan, 69 in Topeka. This is Kansas Public Radio.
This Old House Radio Hour is supported by The Home Depot. How doers get more done. From LAist and APM American Public Media, it's This Old House Radio Hour. I'm your host, Jen Largis. On today's show, imagine your house producing as much energy as it uses. That's what it means to go net zero, and today our guest is here to share why he did it and how you can too.
when you look over the year, I'm producing more energy than I actually use.
On Point's Meghna Chakrabarty takes us back to her childhood home in Corvallis, Oregon.
It's a completely non-flashy 1970s style Oregon ranch house. There's nothing remarkable about it, but I love that place.
Our friends at Cheap Old Houses return with two Depression-era treasures, a storybook cottage in San Antonio, and a Mississippi farmstead with room to grow. All of this, plus we're answering your home improvement questions at 877-864-7460. Coming up right after the news.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Tens of thousands of people are expected to attend the memorial service of conservative activist Charlie Kirk today in Glendale, Arizona. The 31-year-old was shot to death on the campus of Utah Valley University earlier this month. NPR's Elena Moore reports.
Charlie Kirk was the co-founder of Turning Point USA. He was a close ally of President Trump and one of the most prominent young leaders within the MAGA movement. His assassination has reverberated across all levels of Republican politics, from the grassroots conservative space all the way to the White House. It's a connection likely to be emphasized at his funeral, where both Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance will speak. Supporters will also hear from Kirk's widow, Erica Kirk, who on Thursday was named the new CEO of Turning Point and has vowed to keep her late husband's movement alive. Elena Moore, NPR News, Glendale, Arizona.
Canada, Australia, Portugal, and the UK today recognize the state of Palestine. France is reportedly poised to do so when world leaders gathered at the UN this week. Vicky Barker has more from London.
Back in July, British Prime Minister Keir Starmer said the UK would recognize Palestine if Israel hadn't honored a ceasefire in Gaza and agreed to a two-state solution by the next UN General Assembly. Israel didn't, and so, 2 days before the UN General Assembly, Starmer has.
I state clearly, as Prime Minister of this great country, that the United Kingdom formally recognizes the state of Palestine.
Starmer insisted the move is not rewarding Hamas, which would have no role in any independent Palestinian state. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.
Health officials in Gaza say at least 31 Palestinians were killed in Israeli strikes on Gaza City overnight. Israel says the city is the last bastion of Hamas. Tropical storm Gabrielle is gaining strength and could become a hurricane by tonight. The storm has sustained winds of about 65 miles per hour and is moving towards Bermuda. NPR's Ava Pukach reports.
Gabrielle is forecast to pass east of Bermuda Sunday evening into Monday. David Roth, a forecaster of the National Weather Service, says while Bermuda is not forecast to have a direct hit from Gabrielle, the storm could create swells and life-threatening surf conditions.
It doesn't take that much wind to produce rip currents, so there's always a possibility, in addition to the swell coming out from the storm, of rip currents, too.
Swells could also reach the east coast of the U.S., north of North Carolina, in the coming days. Gabrielle is the seventh named storm of the 2025 Atlantic hurricane season, which ends November 30th. Ava Pukach, NPR News.
This is NPR News in Washington. An advisory panel for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention met last week on vaccines. It recommended that people consult with a medical provider before getting one. It also voted to add some theoretical risks of taking vaccines to a consumer information sheet, even risks that have not been proven. The panel was selected by Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a vaccine skeptic. Brown bears in Alaska's Katmai National Park and Preserve have been packing on the pounds this summer. This week, they'll face off in the annual Fat Bear Week competition. Alaska Public Media's Ava White reports.
The name of the event, Fat Bear Week, says it all. It's a week of celebrating how chubby the bears get in preparation for months of hibernation. And these bears get huge. Sarah Bruce is a park ranger at Katmai. She says it's stunning to watch the bears transform as they feast on the world's largest sockeye salmon run.
It really is quite a sight to see these bears go from 500, 600, 700 pounds when they come out of the den to over 1,000 pounds by the end of the season.
12 chunky contenders will face off in the bracket-style competition, which opens for online voting at explore.org Tuesday and runs through September 30th. For NPR News, I'm Ava White in Anchorage.
A different sort of winner was announced early this morning in Moscow. Vietnam won the Intervision Song Contest, which Russia revived after it was banned from the Eurovision Song Contest for the full-scale invasion of Ukraine. The winning song was based on a folktale about a king who repelled an enemy army. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Luminescence Foundation. Luminescence Foundation is dedicated to shedding light on neurological research focused on Alzheimer's and...
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for this Old House Radio Hour on KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics. Dole Fellow Karen Willey moderates Water for Our Future with state legislators Kenny Titus and Lindsey Vonn on September 23rd. More at doleinstitute.org. Looking for a way to stretch your membership dollar a little farther? Join us Friday morning when KPR kicks off our fall membership drive with our Power Breakfast. You can double your pledge by making a pledge from 7 to 8:30 Friday morning on KPR.
This Old House Radio...
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Prairie Paws Animal Shelter, with locations in Ottawa, Manhattan, and Emporia, providing compassionate care for animals in need, including spay and neuter programs to help reduce pet overpopulation. Find out more at prairiepaws.org. You can also find out more about Prairie Paws on this week's KPR Presents. Good morning, I'm Kate McIntyre. I made a trip down to Ottawa to visit the Prairie Paws Animal Shelter this past week. Find out more and learn a little bit about Kansas geology on this week's KPR Presents, 6 o'clock this evening on Kansas Public Radio.
This Old House Radio Hour is supported by The Home Depot, helping customers with tools and guidance on any project, from installation to inspiration. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. And by Champion Power Equipment, offering a complete line of dual and tri-fuel portable generators and inverters, designed for dependable performance, including home backup and outdoor power, available at The Home Depot.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on Kansas Public Radio, it's To the Best of Our Knowledge. Mostly cloudy skies with a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms today. Highs in the mid-70s. Partly cloudy with a 40% chance of rain, possibly a thunderstorm overnight tonight. It's 72 in Emporia, 70 in Manhattan, 71 here in Lawrence. This is KPR.
Sometimes the world is just too much. NPRX.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for To the Best of Our Knowledge on KPR comes from the Kaw Valley Farm Tour, an opportunity to explore 33 farms and 6 heritage sites throughout the Kaw River Valley. Activities for the whole family, October 4th and 5th. Details at kawvalleyfarmtour.com. Mostly cloudy skies today. We still have a good chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs today in the mid-70s. Partly sunny for tomorrow with highs in the lower 80s. It's cloudy and 73 in Atchison, 75 in Chanute, 70 degrees and possibility of light rain in the next hour in Manhattan. 72 degrees in Topeka. This is KPR.
How do you sustain an inner life in the street? Next. I'm Ann Strainchamps, and this is To the Best of Our Knowledge from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRX.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for To the Best of Our Knowledge on KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the ROM Trio, a two trumpet and piano family ensemble, Sunday, September 28th, 2 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. Mostly cloudy skies. We still have a good chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon and overnight tonight. Highs today in the mid-70s. Highs tomorrow in the low 80s. It's 71 in Manhattan, where we're expecting light rain for the next hour. 74 in Emporia, 74 here in Lawrence. This is KPR.
A retreat. Canolicans, the Ure, Nicolas Bernier, and Simon Trottier. Steve Paulson is our executive producer, and I'm Ann Strainchamps. And thanks to you for being with us.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon, I'm Kay McIntyre. Hope you'll join me later today for KPR Presents. It's a look at the ground beneath our feet, from the fungus in our dirt to Kansas geology.
Kansas geology is actually quite famous in many respects. We have world-class fossils. Many of our fossils are found in museums around the world, as a matter of fact. We have oil and gas. We have mineral resources. We have interesting topography, such as the Flint Hills and the Smoky Hills. So we just wanted to tell the story that Kansas has geology. It's not just a flyover state.
That's Dr. James Aber. He's my guest on KPR Presents at 6 o'clock this evening on Kansas Public Radio. Mostly cloudy skies for this afternoon. Still a good chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs today in the mid-70s. Partly sunny for tomorrow and humid with highs getting up to the lower 80s. Looking ahead to Tuesday, we've got an 80% chance of rain on that day. It's 74 in Atchison, 76 in Chanute, 75 in Emporia, 72 in Manhattan, where we're expecting light rain shortly, 73 in Topeka. Coming up next here on KPR, it's 105 Live with your host, Nick Carswell.